BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes day two of bangers, Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. We celebrate 25 years of Pete Tong on Radio 1 with another round of our Pete Tong game. Work out the real dance acts from the fake ones. And innuendo bingo is ridiculous, as it always is when Greg James plays it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good to have you back, Christopher.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
We've got Greg James on innuendo bingo. Always a good one with Greg. He gets fully involved at 1:45. Two excellent bits of TV last night. It's on quite late, but have you seen this show called The Lie Detective?
No, I saw you tweeting about it, though. You love it.
Yeah, it's my new favourite. I literally only discovered it last night, and it's on really late. But it's a bit like the Jeremy Kyle Lie Detective thing, but it's instant. So you've got, like, let's say that we're a couple. We're sat, like, opposite each other on a table, and I'll say something like, have you been with anyone else while you've been going out with me? And then you go...
Well, no. No.
No. And then immediately the lie detective goes, he's lying.
No, but what's amazing is I thought this was just a machine like Jeremy Kyle and they just read out the results.
No, no,
but
no.
It's a dude
it's
sat
a man.
There.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hold back either. No. He'll be like, lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's my new favourite. I'm going to go back and watch old ones tonight. Also, anyone see University Challenge last night?
I heard it was a really difficult one.
Yeah. And it was all over Twitter and social media because... Well, mostly because of the amazing name of the team captain.
This is their captain.
Hello, my name is Bobby Seagull.
That's right, it's Bobby Seagull on University Challenge.
My name is Bobby Seagull.
Now, I know it's supposed to be really hard, but surely you can't give one of... Well, you can't say this as one of your answers, can you? Like, make it up.
Which protein complexes are required for the condensation of chromosomes to make them more compact?
Do we know?
I didn't understand any of those.
Say something, Rubisco. Say Rubisco.
Mate, you're on University Challenge. You can't say, I didn't understand any of those words.
Do we know?
I didn't understand any of those
say
words.
Say something.
To be fair, I don't actually know what's going on here either. Listen, what does this mean?
Similar in shape and composition to condensins, which protein complexes hold sister chromatids together?
What?
Protein complex holds chromatids. Protein complex,
what? Transposons.
Yeah.
Transposons? Transposons? No, they're cohesins.
Of course they are cohesins.
This is why I can't join in with this show. It's too clever.
Right, thank you once again, University Challenge, for making me feel really stupid. I think we found it. Literally the hardest question ever on University Challenge.
Separase is a protease that helps to remove cohesin from sister chromatids at the onset of which mitotic phase, thus allowing chromatid segregation.
Oh, what are you on about? No one knew the answer, not even Bobby Seagull.
My name is Bobby Seagull.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, you missed it yesterday. I played the first spin of Wrap Myself in Paper by Magnus Carlsen.
Did you?
Now Christmas has begun.
It doesn't feel right, though, until it's a week and a day before the big day itself.
No, it doesn't. Hi, Greg.
It sounded incredible yesterday.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Did you play all of it?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Do you think it sounded good?
Yeah.
Too soon?
No.
No.
And then about 4 or 4:30, I played your favourite Cockney rhyming slang, Eartha Kitt.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw some tweets about that.
Yeah.
You played Eartha Kitt.
Played Eartha Kitt straight.
It's just anarchy here, isn't it?
Oh, we're crazy.
Doing what they want.
We were talking about North Star Caller coming back.
Yes.
That's got to happen.
That's awesome.
It's that annoys Christmas, me guys. When people like you guys, though, you hold stuff back. You go, right, we're not going to do the same as other years. It's like we have this meeting every year where Scott goes, right, can we do some new stuff for Christmas?
We haven't got any new stuff.
None. It should stay the same, and same with you.
What do you mean? It is staying the same.
Yeah, but good. All the stuff that I've been doing for quite a long time on Radio 1, every Christmas he's like, no, you can't break with the tradition of it.
No.
No, you should. Well, this, you know, if there's a time of the year for tradition, it's Christmas.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, you know, and if it ain't broke,
yeah,
don't fix it, because so, North Star Caller's pretty
North
good.
Star Caller's awesome.
If anyone's listening at the University of Illinois... Dialer Carroll, expect a call very soon.
I love Dialer Carroll.
Still on.
So you've got to do it.
Okay, Greg's playing innuendo bingo as he gets changed into what?
I have no idea. I just grabbed a load of stuff.
It's my Honey G outfit.
Can I wear it?
Yeah,
of course.
Go for
great.
It. It's going to look good today, I think, on the cameras.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so the outfit that Greg was going to wear isn't happening now, so he's wearing some kind of suit.
It's not my Honey G outfit. It's he's decided he wants to go smarter.
I've dressed up for the occasion.
Is that one of your children in need suits?
No, I feel like I've worn it before for this.
I don't know whose it is.
It's still knocking around in the office, so I thought...
Okay. I like that basically what you both do is just mind sweep whatever clothes you can find in the office, and here we are.
Yeah.
Chris has got legs of pig and body of Live Lounge.
He's got a Live Lounge tee on, and a Dua Lipa promotional hoodie.
It's like a loincloth I'm using it.
What's an absolute state.
Instead of pants.
Does the loincloth go all the way around underneath?
I don't know, I just wrapped it around.
And Greg wearing a suit, so if that's something that might float to your boat, then get onto the Radio 1 website now.
It's sort of like Vernon Kay circa 2009 suit.
Family Fortunes.
Family Fortunes.
Yeah.
Shiny showbiz.
Shiny, shiny, shiny.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you can, put your phone on and give us a watch today. It's always better when you watch. It adds another dimension. Greg James on Innuendo Bingo starting now. You are one of my favourite players of this game, you know that.
Thank you, it's an honour to be back.
Firstly, if you could take your waters in your mouths, lads, we're going to the Formula One on BBC Five Live. And Lewis Hamilton has just won the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. And it sounds like his mum couldn't be happier for him.
So Lewis Hamilton sprays the the United Arab Emirates. He sprays the fizzy rose water over the crowd down below. And Lewis Hamilton's mother here as well. And I think she got a little bit damp from that celebration.
She's very excited. That's her son up there.
She got a little bit damp from that celebration.
We both thought we held there.
We held. That was very good, actually. Well done.
Well held.
Well held.
Rosewater.
Party time. Party time in Dubai.
It's because you're in the UAE, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a flight there once and I saw the drinks trolley coming down. I was like, yes. No, it was rosewater. In a wine bottle. Imagine how disappointing that was for me.
They could have sprayed anything, though, couldn't they? Mm. Would have been, just think of the other options.
A couple of cans of Lilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, lad. Now let's go over to BBC Two, and it's the Rugby Union, Wales versus South Africa. Now, it was a win for Wales, but by the sounds of it, an even bigger win for player Gethin Jenkins.
Gethin Jenkins, quite happy in the receiver position. Bigger, morph inside him.
We're off.
Morph inside him.
So hello to Jenkins and North for their outstanding performance at the rugby there. Hello to Lucy, who's watching in Colchester, and Ryan in Ipswich, and Kat, also in Ipswich. Okay, now over to Sky News for a classic from Eamon Holmes. Sky News, as we all know, is a massive organisation. Reporters all over the world willing to do absolutely anything to get that story.
Really? I mean, how long did that go on for? Yeah. It felt like decades. Yeah.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
Classic.
It's a classic. A man, of course, the capital of Jordan.
I went there once and it was that was a fun flight.
Mm. He's in a man in Jordan.
We must have said that to each other about 38 times.
James in Colchester loving the bingo already today. Who's wettest?
Well, half and half. Really.
Half and half. It shows up on this grey suit.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All mine's gathering in the hood.
Like you do of a Friday. You and the lads gathering in the hood.
We do.
Down the misty moons. Water, please. Now we're going to the NFL on Fox in America. And it's the...
What? Sorry, I thought you were doing one.
Yeah, I thought you had gone wrong there.
Well, all right.
It's gone all over Greg's head. It's the Washington Redskins versus the Dallas... What's wrong with that? Versus the Dallas Cowboys. I do not understand the rules of American... Chris, you sprayed Greg beyond there.
What did it?
What did it?
A thought.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, these are going see-through.
Mm. NFL on Fox. Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys. I don't understand the rules. But from now on, I'll be keeping a particular eye on the player Dak Prescott.
This time the Redskins put a spy on Dak Prescott. He starts to come and then he pulls out. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
Dak Prescott there. Water, please. Next. Grand Designs with Kevin MacLeod on Channel 4. Now, Kevin sees so many amazing houses, but I can see why this house in particular is in running for House of the Year. I think I need one of these streams at mine. What? It was just about to happen then.
I just caught a glimpse of Scott's cheeky face and started laughing.
Okay.
When you do this, you look about 10.
I really enjoy it.
You hide behind your hand because you know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
The stream dictated the engineering, but it also delivers great pleasure downstairs.
After all that...
The build-up was better.
It's a long musical intro.
What is that music?
Which was kept in for some reason.
Water, please. Come on. And now let's head over to Radio 2 to find out Richard Madeley's weekend plans.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
It's a classic.
It's a brilliant. It's so brilliant because also of the way he says barbecue.
Now we're going to a documentary about the Spanish resort Benidorm on ITV. Now, thousands of Brits go to Benidorm every year.
Yeah.
Water, please. After hearing this clip, I can understand why.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
That's Benidorm.
You look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
Two wonderful outcomes.
Boosh.
No, boosh. No wonder so many people go there every year. Water, please. Now an absolute classic from Michel Roux's Service on BBC Two. Now, he really has put a lot of thought into the guest list here. Choosing his guests for their love of one thing and one thing only.
Gok Wan, Dermot Gavin and Sophie Ellis-Bextor have been personally invited by Michelle for their love of eating out.
Oh, my God. That's one of the best of all time. That is one of the best of all time.
For their love of eating out.
What a lineup as well.
I know.
What an image.
I know. And finally, because Greg's on, we have to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on then.
Oh, I've got... Oh, I'll tell you afterwards, but I've got one for you.
Okay.
For next time.
Same bloke?
No. I found one the other day.
Email him.
And I know. I forgot. Email in.
Just send us an email.
I will.
Dale, yeah.
National Lottery, in it to win it. Would anyone accept this as an answer?
God's sake. God's sake, man.
Even doing some kind of big intro for it.
No.
It's like a chore.
The clip speaks for itself.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly...
Come on.
Come on.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Yes! And that was Greg James, innuendo bingo.
Dale is the king.
He is the king of this game.
Oh,
what a mate.
Well done, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, we've got a bit of an issue. You know we're going on Robot Wars. We're filming an episode of Robot Wars this week.
Right, so loads of my mates have been going, what do you mean? Are you doing the voiceover? Are you
presenting it?
Are you presenting it? No, we're actually going to be doing the robots.
No, we're on the show. We're going to have a robot. We're going to operate the robot. Now, I think the original plan was that, say, we go and design this robot, put loads of your money into it, maybe. I don't know. But make the best robot going with latest gadgets, everything, so we can go and win this show.
We will win,
but we've left it a bit more last minute.
Yeah.
And two of the names that I proposed for the robot last week have been rejected.
Can we say what the rejected ones are?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because we don't know why they would have rejected, but they have, and so we just need to come up with a different name. And actually, I think this was suggested by a listener, so we can't even take the credit for it.
Right. So they said it's fine to call our robot Rampant Robot, which I think is absolutely fine. But then somebody... They said it was fine initially. We got an email going, yep, that's brilliant, thank you, that's the name of your robot. And then yesterday we got one going, guys, it's BBC One, it's a family show. I don't know what is wrong with Rampant Robot.
I know, and I couldn't tell.
Why is that not family?
I didn't feel much enthusiasm about the hooded claw.
No. That was the other one. So now here we are, back at square one again.
Yeah, square one again. Also,
we're doing it on Friday.
They said you can make minor design changes to it, but because we've left it last minute, it can be minor. So we obviously then emailed the series producer back and said, so could it be shaped like a massive... shaped like a massive bell? And they said that wasn't going to be possible.
Yeah.
Just because structurally that's quite, a big change.
To build a bell is hard.
Because we're looking for a gimmick. We're looking for something to make it seem a bit different, shape-wise. So
it's not the hooded claw, it's not Rampant Robot, and there's no bell.
No. So basically what we need to do, and we need to do this this afternoon, and we would love your help with it.
Please.
Please. We need a name for the robot that you genuinely think will pass with the series producer of Robot Wars.
Yeah. Because they need an answer. Well, they needed an answer last week. They got one. They said, yes, it's fine. And now they're like, it's not fine. Cold feet on.
Our robot is your robot.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Please. Because we literally have an hour or so on this, and we're doing it on Friday. So any help, anything will be able to be said on BBC One on like a Saturday tea time, please let us know. Because we are all out of ideas.
BBC Radio 1.
Any good ones coming in?
I mean, there's loads of suggestions. A lot of people saying we could call it, say, the Destroyer, the Dominator. Mm. Could there be some kind of crab reference? Mm. A few people saying, but I agree.
It's hard, isn't it? It's so hard to think of a name for a robot. Bish Bash Bosh, have we had that?
I think that's up there at the moment with probably one of the better options.
The Governess?
I think is probably our favourite so far.
Okay. But is there going to be a bell on the robot now or not? Is the bell removed?
But also, we can make minor design adjustments at this stage, but it's mainly sort of painting.
Okay, but so they can paint stuff on and off.
Yeah, because I originally asked because I thought as a weapon we could have a fist on the top of it, a sort of metal fist.
All a bit too late in the day.
A bit too late. So they said, well, I got an email this morning saying that what they're going to do is paint a fist on the top of it.
Oh.
But the problem is we're calling it the Governess and it's got a painted fist on the front. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, well, can they get rid of the fist? This is stress!
This is an email that I had to send this morning saying, is it too late to get the fist removed? it's mad!
We're doing this on Friday. Any names for our robot, for Robot Wars, please let us know. We are all out of ideas. Like, so out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've just made Chris aware that Justin Bieber is in London. Look how your little ears pricked up. You were straight on the internet there.
No, just interested to see what he's up to.
Yeah, I can tell you what he's up to. So, did a gig in London last night. Loads of people saying it was amazing. Then headed out to Usain Bolt's party at a nightclub. Looks like a serial killer, actually. Like, he does look like he might murder you.
Bieber?
Yes, look at him.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's got the clear specs on there. and the black and white woolly hat. He looks like a little garden gnome. And then pulling a variety of amazing faces when he leaves the club at 4 a.m.
All looks quite normal, to be honest. There's no gas masks or anything like that.
No gas masks this time. But I don't know what look he's going for. Then check out the trio of leggy beauties who arrived at his hotel and then got turned away. And you can see them. They're all like huddling outside because it's cold, trying to keep warm. They're all huddling together, making numerous phone calls to try and get in. Now, have they got his number?
No, there'll be a go-between, I think.
Right, OK. But it was a no from them, and then they covered their faces and just walked away. Just a little Justin Bieber update there for you. The nightclub was tape. I know you're going to look that up now. You are, though, aren't you?
I probably am.
Yeah.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm obsessed that you are obsessed of where he goes.
It's more... No, it's not just him. It's mainly food places. I like to see where people are eating. Then I'll go onto the menu of that restaurant and try work out what I would have had in their situation.
It's so weird.
It must be someone else who does this.
No.
Maybe just me.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. You all right?
Yeah, right. What are you doing?
I'm just chilling on the sofa at work.
At work?
Yeah. I run a shop for my boss, so hopefully no one comes in during this phone call.
Okay, fine. So because you run the shop, you can actually just chill and just laze around.
Well, you say that, but someone has to do the work as well, unfortunately.
True. Right, do you just put a sign on the door then and out for lunch, that kind of thing?
Not usually. I mean, I do if I have to go for a week because I don't have a toilet, unfortunately. But
I've been there.
It happens. Yeah, it happens.
Chris has only just got a toilet in his house.
Oh dear.
So, yeah, I know.
So dare I ask, how are you going?
Well, just close the shop and then I go to the cafe next door.
Nice.
Okay, fair play.
Yeah.
We never got to the bottom of where your girlfriend was going to the loo for all those months, weeks that you didn't have a toilet.
No, I didn't ask.
No. All right, so here's what I've got for you today, Dan. Yes.
Good,
eh? Hey, punk. Vampire Weekend. Oh, he's singing
along.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes it.
He likes it?
You know they love it when they sing along.
This is a good sign, I think.
I think it's a very good sign. Okay, you can have that, or my choice today is very, very different.
What
it's So Kavos. Bingo Players featuring Far East Movement, no. And Get Up or Rattle in its original form. Do you remember when this was at every resort, Scott?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Kavos Memories.
I've been wavy to this song as well.
Yeah. Right, okay. So do you get the slightly wavy Bingo Players? I mean, probably not ideal for a Tuesday afternoon.
No.
Or, well, no, don't let me sway you.
No.
Or A-Punk Vampire Weekend.
I mean, they are both bangers, to be fair. But I love my indie rock kind of stuff, so it's got to be A-Punk.
Yes! It feels right that today we should do a Pete Tong game, because tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, there is a documentary called Pete Tong's Firsts, 9 p.m. tonight on Radio 1. Pete Tong has been on Radio 1 25 years.
Which is quite incredible considering he's only 30 years old.
I know. Solid. And tonight we'll look back at some of the many firsts in Pete's epic career. So you'll hear his first Radio 1 show, the first ever Essential Mix, the first broadcast from Ibiza, the list just goes on and on. This is going to be an amazing show tonight.
Mm. And Pete Tong is a legend already, isn't
totally.
It? It's fair to say.
Pete's going to be in conversation with Kolch, Chase and Status, Sasha, Goldie. Also features contributions from Eats Everything, Calvin Harris, Paul Oakenfold, Axwell and Ingrosso, and all his DJ mates. It's going to be good tonight at 9 o'clock, Pete Tong firsts. So this is the Pete Tong game. Pete has played so many different artists over the years. And me and Chris, like, we know all the big ones, but we're not quite as up on the more obscure dance acts. So what we've done is we've had the team go back through old Pete Tong shows, and they've stitched together various words and phrases that Pete has said to make up some dance acts and some dance DJs. Some of these do not exist.
It's harder than it seems, isn't it, this game?
But we've also, this time round, because 25 years celebration, we've had the great man himself, actual Pete Tong, record some of these just for us. And they put music underneath, so it'll sound like his normal show. We've got a guess, and you can play along at home or at work or in the car. Are these real dance DJs or artists, or are they completely made up and stitched together words? We've done this once before, and I really enjoyed it. All right, so are you ready? Round one of the Pete Tong game. Are these people real or fictitious? We need to work together on this, Chris, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Man on the Weekend, Hot Mix Part 1, Bodywork. Had to run that again after hearing it last week. Acid Gaddafi before that, brand new. A world premiere.
Gaddafi?
From Jack and Jerk.
No, I'm not having either Acid Gaddafi or Jack and Jerk.
Jack and Jerk.
No, I think that one's made up. They've stitched that together from old shows.
Do you think? So the jerk was from something else. What do you think?
No. I can't see
it. It's so hard, this game, because it sounds like it could be real.
Yeah. He says it with such conviction that it's really hard to work out. What always happens now is we get loads of dance heads on texting in and tweeting in going, oh, hello, Jack and Jerk. Oh my God. Not heard of them.
Brand new, a world premiere from Jack and Jerk.
So, based on Jack and Jerk, I'm saying not real. What are you saying?
Oh, I'd love it to be real. I'd love... Jack and Jerk will become my new favourites if real. But I just think it's too unbelievable.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh no. Jack and Jerk, serious.
Wow. Well, this is going well. How about another one?
Lincoln wasn't really a place where you would hear deep, dark, nasty techno until this man came along. Turn this up real loud. It's Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones, but Wes will never hurt me.
No.
Oh, this is such a good game. That's such a long name.
It's Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones, but Wes will never hurt me.
He does it perfectly in time with the music.
I know.
Oh, it's hard.
It's too long of a name.
But Wes will never hurt me.
Who's that?
Am I right? It's...
That's the name of my brother.
It's so good. I don't think this is real either. But then
I didn't think Jack and Jerk were on.
Why would you make that up? No, I don't think it's real.
Yes.
Yes.
Knew it. Who thinks of these weird titles? Hard game this, right?
Really,
but it
hard.
Is good. And Pete Tong says everything so convincingly, I just don't know what's made up or not.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do another one.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
Oh. Now, I've not been to Munich. Someone tried to get me to go to one of those clubs in Berlin once. I made my excuses and left. But Posh Vank, Munich super producer, it's entirely possible.
But let's not cheat by Googling that right now.
No, no.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
If it's a Munich super producer, how do you spell Posh Vank, Scott?
I would say probably P... U with the umlaut over it.
Okay.
Then S-H-V-A-N-K.
Oh, okay.
Posh Vank.
Okay, oh, Posh Vank. No, I think it's... No, we've done it wrong.
Based on that, I think... no, I'm not having it.
No. But how good will it be if real? I agree, though.
I wish real, but not real.
No, I knew it. Was it
Whoever made it up deserves some kind of pay rise.
Surely there's a DJ listening right now that will adopt that name.
And here's another one.
On the rise and doing some serious damage on the dance floors, the Tech House Wonder Kid. It's Roland Pump.
Roland Pump?
Roland Pump. Oh, it could be Roland?
Roland.
Is there any DJs called Roland?
Yeah, there must be.
Do we think? Roland Pump.
Roland Pump.
For me, in my head, it's whether the first name is Roland in this or they're a double act. Roll and Pump.
It's Roland Pump.
Yeah, I think he's saying Roland. So that's a bloke called Roland Pump.
Have you ever heard of Pump as a last name?
Yes.
Have you?
Vanderpump.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump off of the TV show.
That's one of your favourite people, isn't it?
I love her, yeah.
Yeah. Roland Pump. I just think if you were a DJ, you'd change your name from Roland. Do you not?
No. I mean, I've not met anyone called Roland for a while, but it is definitely a name.
Okay.
Right. So have you not heard of that name before?
No, I can't think of another Roland.
Right. I want to say that this is real, but I'm happy if you think not.
No. Let's go with real. This is very hard, this game.
It's Roland Pump.
I was convinced. Oh, we're rubbish at dance music.
Well, it's sort of mixed results, that game.
I'm just hearing that it was meant to be Ronald Pump, but Pete Tong read it out wrong.
Oh, it doesn't matter either way, because it was
still made
up.
Yeah. What a good game, but at times impossible.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know how people did in that.
Yeah, let us know. And don't forget, 9 p.m. tonight on Radio 1, Pete Tong's first documentary. All the amazing highlights of his 25 years at Radio 1. You're a legend, Pete.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Roland Pump.
I enjoyed the Pete Tong game today.
It was a good one.
A lot of people saying that Roland, probably not a bad name for a DJ, because the Roland Company kind of invented the Roland 808 machine, which is like a machine that's heard on all dance music.
Yeah, so, fair.
Fair play. I told you the dance people would be in touch.
And not as much abuse towards us as I expected, though.
I know,
for not
come.
Knowing a couple of them.
It'll come. Rachel's been on from Bristol saying, seeing as we're celebrating the life of Pete Tong, it's not the life of Pete Tong, it's just the fact that he's been on 25 years.
Yeah, a couple of people did message saying that when you use the words honouring, and it does suggest he's not here. But
yeah. No, he's still very much here. He's still very much on Radio 1. Rachel says, seeing as we are celebrating Pete with the documentary tonight, please can we have him reading out the long website address from Radio 1 in 1995? Absolutely you can.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html.
Hope you wrote that down.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
If he was a psychic, he'd be a fortune teller. It's Charlie Slough.
Yeah, boy! Yeah!
Oh. You didn't write that one yourself. That's another listener who sent that one in. You're not that creative, Scott.
Well, how rude. Mm. It might have been Aaron from Ipswich.
Dan Nobile, Aaron. That was a good one.
Maybe he sent in the one last week and week before as well.
He's good.
What are you saying?
I'm good, fam. How are you?
I'm good. I listened to your show yesterday with Honey G.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, actually. And for a minute, when you were like, we've hoodwinked the whole UK, me and Honey and her management came up with this idea and we've completely fooled you lot and we've completely fooled the X Factor. Maybe 30 seconds, the way you were telling me it, I was like, oh my gosh, you've actually pulled this off. It's a complete stunt and you masterminded it.
Yeah, but she was agreeing to it as well, which made it a little bit more believable.
It made me really confused because then she started going into, I'm the biggest rap artist in the game. You know. Yeah, stop saying you know.
Do you know what? I was actually hoping that she was going to turn around at that point and say, you know what? I am a parody act.
Well, that was the perfect opportunity for her to do so.
The perfect opportunity. And she could have went on to do some great things.
Yeah.
Amazing things.
Well, it's
TV shows.
That's what's clear, isn't it? It doesn't seem to be a...
not a joke.
Because it would have been announced by
now. Well, her management dragged her off my show yesterday.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why?
What, wheeled her out?
Yeah.
She got wheeled out.
Ironically, yeah.
That's an us thing.
Yeah, I know. Stealing it.
Oh, well, you did ask some tough questions there, so fair play.
Yeah, well, I felt like I needed to.
Mm.
It was my job.
I'm still none the wiser, though, are you? I'm still not any clearer on it.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a lot clearer on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to leave it there.
Okay. Anyway, I enjoyed it yesterday, yeah.
Thanks, man.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real with Charlie.
Founding member of the Sugar Babes, Keisha Buchanan, once tried to use her Wikipedia page to buy wine after forgetting her ID at an off-licence.
That's pretty dark.
Do you get ID'd much, Charlie?
I still do, yeah.
Do you?
That's that youthful look that I walk around with.
It is, though.
I do look really young, innit?
It is.
I do, don't I?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, fat don't crack.
Innit?
Don't know.
Don't know. So, Keisha from the Sugar Babes forgets her ID. Guess she still looks quite young. So she's like, give me a second. Gets her phone out. Mm. Wikis herself. She's like, look, it's me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't accept that. But it's not the worst idea because she wouldn't have time to get on and change it. Mm. You know, if they did have suspicions.
I mean, how desperate for wine are you, though, to have to show your Wikipedia?
Yeah, that is awkward. That also, is very, very
it
awkward.
It is a little bit, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Situation, oh, isn't it? It's like, just look up my Wikipedia.
Look up my Wikipedia. Yeah? Yeah.
One of the many sugar babes that there's been.
I know.
How many has there been, actually?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Is that a real stat?
No.
Oh.
There's at least five, right?
More than that.
Who can name them, though? Go.
Heidi.
Siobhan.
Mutia.
Keisha.
Yeah.
And the others.
Nadia.
No, not
Lisa.
One. Amel.
Katie.
Amel was one.
Amel.
And Jade.
Jade.
And Jade, yeah.
Kelly.
No, you're making it up. So did Keisha Buchanan forget her ID and off licence, so just gets her Wikipedia out on her phone?
Charlie, when's the last time you dropped the Do You Know Who I Am?
I've never dropped that, ever.
Come on, be
I've
honest.
Never, ever dropped that.
Is it when you get ID'd in a club?
I've never, ever dropped that, ever, once in my life. I think that is embarrassing. Scott, have you ever done it? Tell me the truth.
God, no. It's terrible.
It is bad, right?
I can tell lies going on. I'm a good lie reader. You two are both lying.
No, you've been watching that show too much.
I have never done that. I have never gone up to somebody and be like, yo, what fam, do you
know
who I am?
It's awful. Hey, listen, there's a new show which you'll be well into. I don't know if you're into it. It's called The Lie Detective. It's on late at night on Channel 4. Have you seen it?
An episode of that.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my gosh. I think I saw the first episode.
Right.
It was brilliant.
In it.
So the couple sit face to face.
Yes, and there's a guy there.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's going, you're lying.
Oh, my gosh.
She's lying to you.
She's lying to your face.
It's like, have you slept with anyone while we've been together? No, he's lying. It's really intense.
We do need to get him in, Scott.
Yeah.
And then strap Charlie
that
up.
That is
and
genius.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is genius. Do you know actually. I bought a polygraph machine?
Why would you buy that?
Because I was so infatuated with the Jeremy Carr show and the polygraph test that I went out and bought a professional polygraph machine.
And who have you used it on?
Loads of my friends. And loads of artists. I've done a test on Bizzle. I've done a test on Lethal Bizzle. And I said to him, yo, fam, are you a millionaire? And he said, no, come back as a lie. I said, do you like Dappy? He said, yes, come back as a lie. It was brilliant.
It's great. Anyway, back to Keisha and her wine. Real or no real?
I'm going
to
go no real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one's real.
Oh, gosh!
Yeah, she tweeted over the weekend that she had been denied service for looking under 18 and not even her wiki page helped her out of the ordeal. Why would you tweet that?
That was a proper ego massager to tweet that as well, to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I still look young and I'm still getting ID'd, but, you know, look at my wiki, I am, yeah, still young.
No entries for a while. And next. Well,
every single person in New Zealand is taking part in a Secret Santa this year.
What, is it the law?
We don't really do that at Radio 1, do we?
No.
The Secret Santa thing, or not that I'm aware, unless it's something that's organised away from me.
No.
So secret, in fact, that we haven't been invited to it.
Should we do it this year? Should we start it this year?
I can't be bothered.
Really?
You are very generous with the presents, though.
Yeah.
Remember
I got you the matching jumpers?
Yeah.
Did you actually ever wear them?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
They were good jumpers.
They were, actually.
That was such a random year. You were getting everyone presents here, weren't
I do
you?
That.
But it wasn't cheap stuff by the looks of it.
No, I'm not
unless
a cheap
it
guy.
Was, unless it was fake.
You just like to give something back, don't you?
Yeah, I do like to give back.
So are all, like everyone in New Zealand, doing a Secret Santa this year?
What have you asked Santa for this year, Scott?
New trainers.
New trainers.
You?
I've actually asked Santa for a very, very special present.
Which you're just trying to think of.
No, it's not. It's not. No, I've got it. Should I say?
What is it?
Man.
Scales?
A road route.
No, because I was thinking
rude.
Of getting...
No, that is
rude. genuinely thinking of... what are you going to get? A robe?
No. An on-road legal quad bike.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Drive around my country manor.
I'd like to see you do what Matt Edmondson does, and that's scooter.
Never.
Scoot everywhere.
Not about that life.
I want to see you, because you've got all the acres, I want to see you on one of those like little tractors, but also mows the lawn.
Do you know what? I've been saying I am going to get one of those.
Like a lawnmower, but
yeah,
you can drive,
you can
right?
Drive it. I'm thinking I've got another 10 years yet.
Of
what?
Of being young. I think the moment I get that, I've moved into that old man territory.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Got you.
Like, there's certain cars that I won't drive at this age because I feel if I get that car, I'm in old man zone.
Got you.
And actually, talking about the scales,
another 10 years
I,
of
I
this.
Actually, do you know what? I actually struggle buying scales that I can weigh myself on. That's a true story.
Why?
Because some of them only got to a certain weight.
Oh.
That's a true story. Yeah, oh. So I had to go to a specialist shop to buy scales.
Oh, and
they were expensive, bro.
This is like the extension seatbelt story and the plane all over again.
It's true. It's a true story. I have to go and buy specialist scales because they only go up to 20 stone.
They'll be worth their weight in gold, though, Charlie.
Good one.
How did we get onto that from everyone in New Zealand doing a secret Santa? Real or not?
Because no, I was saying I actually would quite like some for Christmas.
Real or not?
I'm going to go...
You want scales for Christmas?
No, real. No, I don't want, but I'm just thinking of getting some.
Charlie?
I'm going to say no real.
That
one
is no real.
Not quite all of New Zealand, but over 2,000 New Zealanders are being randomly matched with each other on Twitter to take part in a gift exchange. Started in 2010, it's been growing in numbers ever since. And finally,
if you don't yawn contagiously when you see other people yawning, you could be a psychopath.
Whoa.
You know what it's like? Someone yawns and it sets off a chain and you're like, Now, that happens to me quite a lot, so that means I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah, it happens to me as well. Chris?
Yeah, it happens to me, so...
So fine?
I'm not a psychopath, so people asking themselves that question there.
That's scary. Now, every time I yawn, I'm going to be looking around me to see who yawns back in return.
And then you know which one's the killer.
Whoa.
Weird, isn't it?
That'd be a great scene in a movie, actually. Just put everyone in the room together. Get everyone tired.
What, yawning in the room. That sounds like a new Wink murder.
Yeah, like a new. Like a,
do you remember Wink murder?
A new detective movie where to find out who did it, you just put everyone in the room together. Get everyone tired, and whoever don't yawn in response to the yawn is guilty.
Yeah.
Boom.
I never understood Wink murder.
Case solved.
Because the problem is, by the end of it, you get to the end, you're the last one winking, aren't you? So you're obviously the winker. No, but so what's the game? I don't understand what the game is. If you've winked to everyone and they're playing dead, right?
Mm.
Why? Like, what is the game?
Aren't you meant to get caught out by people that you're winking at beforehand?
Well, of course you're going to get caught out because you're winking at them.
Yeah.
I've never understood that game.
I agree.
I don't think I've ever played it.
You've never played Wink Murder?
No.
Incredible. Oh, this is good news. Someone who works at a livestock store has offered you some scales.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. If you want them. Yeah, please.
Okay, cool.
Wait, a livestock store?
Yeah, like off of cows and that.
That's ridiculous. No, they're not going to be human scales, are they?
No, they're for livestock. Yeah, but if
I'm
you
not,
want them,
I'm not livestock. I don't want no livestock scales.
No, but if you want them...
When am I going to put them in my house? When people come round to my house and they say, oh, ain't they the type of scales you use to weigh cows?
You must have some.
You haven't got any livestock.
No, but you must have.
It's going to make me feel terrible.
You said you did have livestock.
No, I said I don't have livestock, and I don't intend on having any either.
I thought you had animals on the farm.
No, fam, never said that ever.
Anyway, if you don't yawn contagiously when you see other people yawning, you could be a psychopath. Charlie, real or no real?
Real.
Chris,
no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
No!
Researchers in Texas conducted a study into why we yawn when we see others yawning. It's not only humans that do it, it works with dogs as well. They found that the less empathetic and less startled participants were two characteristics prevalent in psychopaths, the less likely it was that they would catch a yawn and go, ugh. So at the end of that round of real or no real?
Charlie, you smashed it. You got 30.
I
got them all right. And I only got 10.
What's top on form today? On One Extra from 4 p.m.
Well, today's show is going to be a really, really interesting show. Now, I could start by telling you what's going to happen from 4 p.m., but I think it's probably easier for me to start with what's going to happen at 5 minutes past 5 on the show today and work backwards and then move forward to 6:05 on the show. Because today on the show, we've got some really interesting guests.
Sorry.
You got that thing that I've been looking for.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or, if you can't listen live, get this handy podcast. Scott Mills.